For KZYX News, I'm Jason Marash. The regular Mendocino County Board of Supervisors meeting Tuesday was so packed, it spilled over into the neighboring conference room where people could watch it on TV. The main crowd was there for the lengthy discussion about the proposed medical cannabis cultivation ordinance that lasted about 7 hours. Many requirements in the ordinance were discussed. One that would require cannabis growers to show proof of cultivation prior to 2016 has been criticized by growers because it would mean showing proof of committing a felony. At the meeting, the board decided to have county staff examine the evidence and provide permits without keeping any photos or documents on file. It was also determined that permits would primarily be reviewed by the Department of Agriculture, and both indoor and outdoor grows would be required to relocate from some residential zones. Jane Futcher, host of the KZYX show, The Cannabis Hour, talked to Casey O'Neill, vice president of the California Growers Association, during one of the breaks.
What exactly is the sunset provision, and do you think you'll be able to get it passed with so much criticism of the provision?
So the sunset provision is that if you are cultivating on a small parcel in residential zoning, that you would have either 2 years as proposed by the Planning Commission or 3 years as proposed by the coalition letter to transfer your cultivation. You would have to go through the permitting process still in order to continue to do so. So it's not a free pass. It still comes with regulations, but that people would be able to still legally cultivate in residential zones. To me, you know, this is again one of those nuanced questions, because we did hear a lot of speakers in the meeting who were totally against it. We've had, you know, there was a lot of letters in the board packet from people who are totally against residential cultivation. That said, there's also a lot of people who rely on it for their income and who have been doing it for a long time, and it's part of the culture. So, you know, we're definitely, you know, participating in a culture clash here and trying to figure out how to balance these things. And, you know, I know of a lot of neighborhoods in which cultivation is totally acceptable. And so, you know, we have to be able to balance the needs of different types of citizens. And we need to look at it from a granular perspective and figure out how to authorize it in neighborhoods that want it and not authorize it in neighborhoods that don't. And, you know, my read on it is that the enforcement of the ordinance is going to be mostly on a complaint-driven or public visibility basis. And so if you're getting a lot of complaints on it, then you're probably going to be in trouble. And if you live in a neighborhood where people don't like it, then there's probably going to be more complaints. So it's kind of one of those things where I think that's the best we can do to try to sort it out for the time being.
There were also county residents at the meeting who opposed marijuana cultivation. Futcher spoke with Carol Hester, who lives in the Ukiah subdivision, Deerwood.
What's your main objection to the proposed regulations?
Okay, for those of us who have gathered together against the grows in our residential areas, it's because of our safety, the safety of our families. It's because of the, they're all illegal, because none of them are legal, and any of these are ours, no matter what the number is. And so these growers have come in, and they have dogs that have attacked. They have there's home invasions. There's people coming to the wrong house thinking that, and then at gunpoint wanting to know where their money is, and just, you know, they need to be out. And, of course, the ordinance today and that they're looking at and that the Planning Commission brought forth does not address enforcement. It only addresses putting the pinned paper for the ordinances. So, you know, my concern now is that if they, whatever they end up deciding to do, how are we going to enforce it? You know, one fellow told me that how can we go against the guns that are there for these illegal growers? And, you know, I'm for permits, for rules. Let's all abide by them, though, because the Constitution says justice for all, and that's me as a homeowner and having children and a family, as well as those who want to have a business but not out of the home.
Which is your neighborhood?
Mine is Deerwood subdivision. And another concern is Redemeyer Road has four subdivisions on it, that one road in and only out. And these big trucks are now coming in and out, up and down there and into those four subdivisions. And they don't obey the traffic laws, and so there's a danger there. They have no regard for human life, as it might be a child who is around the area.
What do you think of the sunset clause that's been proposed to give growers in the residential neighborhoods like yours a couple years to comply or find another place?
Nope. None of us. None of us in these four divisions who support getting them out want a sunset clause because they're already growing illegally. Why would we? It's like a slap in the face. Why would we want to have them continue for 2 years when we all know that's not going to be enforced in 2 years? They're going to say, oh, my kids are in school. I need to wait till they graduate or blah, 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 blah.
Hester added she believes cannabis cultivation lowers property values and does not want growers as neighbors.
We wanted to retire here forever. We love it here. And now, today, I'm going, wait, I can't stay in a neighborhood that's doing that. My next-door neighbor is 91 years old, Ed Bush, and he testified today. He served his country. My family has served. My husband served our country. Why are we not allowed peace within the laws that we obey, but they don't? I don't understand that.
Many growers argue they are good neighbors. Under the proposed ordinance, permits would not be issued for rural residential parcels smaller than 2 acres, residential parcels smaller than 3 acres, or in the suburban residential and rural community zones, and it contains a provision allowing for a sustainably farmed certificate. The board is expected to vote on the medical cannabis ordinance in March. For KZYX News, I'm Jason Marash.